أحمد الله رب العالمين، حمد عباده الشاكرين الذاكرين، وأصلي وأسلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومصطفانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد خلقك ورضا نفسك وزنة عرشك ومداد كلماتك، وارض اللهم عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الصحابة أجمعين وعن التابعين وتابعين بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد، today inshallah we finish in a big chapter. We finish in a big chapter of Musa's life. Another 15 years today will be over. So he spent 30 years in Egypt, 10 in Midian, and 15 back in Egypt. And the end of the 15 years is today. So he's now age of almost 55. So Sayyidina Musa is 55 years. And...
So Sheikh, sorry, so the 15 years is just completing now. That's 15 years of him telling for...
Absolutely.
Change.
Absolutely. Like
15 years.
15 years. 15 years for two things. La ilaha illallah and send Bani Israel. 15 years. Yeah. Because he's been trained 30 years and 10 years in Midian just for those 15 years. Just to go and Pharaoh and tell him La ilaha illallah. And like I said, today is a big day. In fact, as of this day, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked us to fast this day. It's Yawm Ashura. So the Prophet, he is a Sunnah. And when the Sahaba asked him, why we fast this day? Because this is the day Allah saved Musa alayhi salam from the sea. And we'll saw this in the end of the khutbah, inshallah. But before we go there, we have to see where are we. So, last meeting is over. Nine warning has been told to Pharaoh. They both have the final words. And the final words mentioned in Surah Al-Isra, when Pharaoh looked at Musa and he told him, إني لأظنك مسحورا. I still believe you are a magician. You're not a prophet. There is no God ولا عياذ بالله. There is no Allah. And you're just a magician. Just a bit powerful. That's what he's trying to tell him. And the last word from Musa عليه السلام to Pharaoh, because you're not going to see each other anymore. That's it. They're never going to see each other anymore. In Surah Al-Isra, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ مَا أَنزَلَ هَؤُلَاءِ إِلَّا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. You know deep inside you, Pharaoh, those nine signs is not a magic, it's not from me, it's not a coincidence, it's from Allah Azza wa Jalla. And you know this, and you know it. وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّكَ يَا فِرْعَوْنَ مَثْبُورًا. And I think you missed all your chances and your end will come soon. And they left. This is literally the last scene. No more talking after that. But they both left with different thoughts. Pharaoh said, okay, all Bani Israel, Musa, Harun and his family, they has to be killed. And Musa left, and that night, when he left Pharaoh, Allah Azza wa Jalla gave him the order. What is the order? Leave right now. You're going to get killed. Not just you. You're all going to get absolutely wiped out. Like you have to leave. So, Pharaoh has missed his last chance of barley. And now Musa went back to his family. And went back to Bani Israel. What is the plan? You know how many are they? Remember? 600,000 Jew. 600,000 of Bani Israel. They came to Egypt 60. Sayyidina Yaqub and his sons, when they come back to Egypt in the time of Sayyidina Yusuf, yeah? Only 60. Now they're going to leave 600,000. Allahu Akbar. The number is big. And it was a night time. That's why in Allah Azza wa Jalla ordered this, an asri bi'ibadi laylan. Laylan, it means in the night. When you go out of Egypt, you have to go in the night. But we need to stop here for a second, because Pharaoh, basically, he gonna submit or he gonna ask 2.5 million soldiers. Sweet number? 2.5 million. So how long it take them to submit them all? From Egypt is big, it's massive. So he has to get every single, because he's gonna do a mess. He's gonna wipe Bani Israel. So he need his all power, all the soldier. So it take him, let's say, 4 days, a week, roughly, to get 2.5 to literally call 2.5 million soldier. It's a big number. So it take him maybe say 5 days. But Musa alayhi salam, he already got the order. You have to leave now, not to wait. Now, then he go back to his family, he go back to his people. Harun, Maryam, his mother is still alive. His father, Imran, is still alive. Knocking in the door. We need to leave now. Where we going? We need to leave. We don't know, it doesn't matter where we're going, but we need to leave the capital at least, which is called Bra Masis. This was the capital in this time of Egypt. We need to leave it now, absolutely. Otherwise, there's no time. So people start to gather their stuff. Like, imagine the mess now. Mess. 600,000 people going to leave together. And Musa was still, don't bring all your stuff. Whatever you can carry, just get with it. It doesn't matter the rest. Does that remind you of something? Yeah. As a Sahaba, radhiyallahu alayhi. And when he left the Medina, subhanallah, subhanallah. It's really close, wallahi. Wallahi, every time I go through, it's so close to what happened here. And that's why Allah Azza wa Jalla, when he revealed the Quran to Sayyidina Muhammad, when they get upset, when they saw too many mushrikeen and kuffar, new surah came down from Bani Israel. When they get punished, new surah come like Surah Taha. See what happened? It's not just for you. Don't worry. It's not use the last prophet. They all been suffered. They all have a problem. They all have issues. You know, that's why all the time the Quran come down. Who is the reason for Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab to be pronounced Islam? Do you know which is surah? The surah when Sayyidina Umar read it, he submit his Islam straight away. Surah Taha. Why? Because it's talk about Musa. It's talk about the so that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves him so much. So come, gather everyone, come out, leave. They're gonna leave. So by the time Pharaoh gonna get all his people, all the soldier, and Bani Israel leave Egypt and leave the capital, because Allah arranged it this way, they have to meet by the sea. They have to meet by the sea, because let's say 600,000 gonna take 2 or 3 days to leave the country and go out, going towards Sinai, going towards the sea, the Red Sea. And then by the time Pharaoh get all his soldier and he have his car and his heavy arms and, you know, all this, would take another week to go, so they won't see each other only until by the sea. So they're not gonna see each other in the way. They're gonna follow the steps, footsteps, until they reach them by the sea. But before we go there, we need to stay with Bani Israel for a little bit, because we need to know what sort of people are going to leave Egypt. This 600,000, do you know all, unfortunately, Mu'mins? Do you know all of them? No. Do you know, even if Musa next and he's trying to save them to get out, even the ayat, the surah was said in Surah Al-A'raf, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فما آمن لموسى إلا ذرية من قومه. Not everybody actually believed in Musa. This is the Quran said that. إلا ذرية, some, a little bit. ذرية من قومه, على خوف من فرعون. So that means the majority of the 600,000 who is leaving Egypt, they're not actually mu'min. And this is the people going to cause them trouble afterwards, because they not all believe, and some of them just believe, just left for a different reason. Because if they stay behind, you're gonna get absolutely. if you guys left and I'm stay here, Pharaoh gonna absolutely kill us straight away. So I have no choice. I'm gonna leave as well. And those are the people who are gonna cause issues for the last 15 years of Musa's life. Those are the people who are gonna cause troubles, lots of troubles. So they start to leave, and Moses started knocking the door, his mother knocking the door, everyone is going out. Just think of that photos, think of that image. Everyone is 600,000 leaving, and took them 2 days to reach the Red Sea. And I've been there, by the way, because it's in Egypt, but by the Red Sea, by the most closer point where you can see the other side of the sea, because the sea is very wide. The sea is massive, and exactly was the Suez Canal. If you heard of that name, yes, there is where they crossed. They went out, and there was night. There's no stars, there's no moon, and they don't know where they're going. But this was the closest point when they left Egypt, go out of the capital, walk in the desert for 2 nights, 600,000 walk in the desert for 2 nights, and then they reach the sea. Who's coming behind? Pharaoh. Yes. It's coming behind with 2.5 million soldiers. That's a big, like a big number. And that meeting, and that facing, and that moment, we could stay, talk about it forever. Every time the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when sit with the Sahaba, and he say, Rahimallahu akhi Musa. Rahimallahu akhi Musa. May Allah send the mercy on my brother Musa. Because he put himself in his shoes for this time. You know why, brothers and sisters, Sayyidina Musa now in the sixth sky? Nasrat wal Ma'raj. He was in number six. Only Sayyidina Ibrahim above him. And then Ar-Rahman. And then Mawla. He's high. His value. His value to Allah. His value to the Prophet. His value to us. I love him. I do. From the way he fight and the way he... And also because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved him as well. So they was there. They stood and they faced the sea. And here is the Iman gonna show up. 600,000 people standing by the sea. Behind them, 2.5 million soldiers. So they stand. And you know what they did? You know what they did? They blamed Moses straight away. Here we go. Look what you did to us. Really? Straight away. And the Quran saying that. أُذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَأْتِينَ وَمِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جِئْتَنَا. We have been suffered and we've been killed and we've been punished before you come and after you come. And now, look what you did to us. We're going to all die. And he had one sentence. I love it. And we should all love it, brother and sister, in the Quran. إِنَّ مَعْيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. This little short one, Inna ma'ya, Allah is with me and He will guide me. That's all He said to them. He doesn't know Himself. By the way, we all know the sea has been split, yeah? But forget this for a second. Forget this moment. This is a problem, not a problem, but because we know the story and we know the sea is open, but you have to stop there. You have to stop the memories there. He's standing in front of 600,000 people from his own people. He doesn't know where to go except he trusts in Allah. And he said, "Inna Rabbi ma'iya sayahdeen." Allah is with me. And imagine the 600,000. Okay, we'll see. What are you gonna do? And he doesn't know. Even Musa, he doesn't know his stick do anything. He actually, you remember when the first time the stick became a snake? He ran, does he? Yeah. He doesn't know himself. He doesn't know that his stick still gonna carry on with him for the next 15 years. He doesn't know the stick and opens it, does he? He have no idea. All what he know, that he trusts in Allah. All what he know, that Allah will never leave him alone. And again, reminding him, don't worry, I saved you when you're a baby. I saved you when you killed someone. I saved you when someone come and you kill someone and someone come ask you to go out. I saved you when you go and face the Sahara, the magician. I saved you. Don't worry. And now he gets the trust, the fully trust. Even the seas, he can see the sea. And the enemy behind him, he still can have the trust. I wish I could have like one wallahi out of 10 from this trust or from this love, wallahi. Just one, not 10, not 9, just one. That is strong iman, that is strong belief. Subhanallah. So, Pharaoh comes. And look at the ayat. فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ. They both see each other. فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ. Look at the ayat in Surah Al-Araf. فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ. It means Pharaoh have seen, or the entire army of 2.5 million have seen Bani Israel 600,000. Let's say I don't know, 100 meters between them, 200 meters, they've seen each other. And they say it done. They're gonna, okay, we're gonna die. قال أصحاب موسى إنا لمدركون. And they throw their stuff in the sea and they said, okay, we're gonna die now. And they sat down. 600,000. And look at the ayat coming. كلا إن معي ربي سيهدين. فاضرب بعصاك البحر. Look at this revelation come now. يا موسى, he can hear his name. All of a sudden, he heard his name. يا موسى, with your stick, just hit the sea. Hey, okay. You know that second. Say, right. Not in a million years that he's going to go through. He could have think he can trust Allah for anything. Like maybe he's going to, kill all the army. Maybe Allah. Or maybe there is a storm come out or some or sand. Or, but no. Just hit the sea with your stick. And it took him a second actually to realize that, okay, I will. He turned around to the sea with his stick. And he hit the sea. And Allahu Akbar. Brother and sister, we hear this story since we were kids, are we? We know the sea has been opened. We know the sea is split into two halves. But just to give a thought, give the glory of Al-Mawla Azza wa Jal. When you're just standing in front of that huge sea, and just to see, look at the Quran, when he describe it, فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحْرِ فَانْفَلَقَ فَكَانَ كُلِّ فِرْقٍ كَالطَّوْضُ الْعَظِيمِ. He split into half, not just split into half, no. The both side became like a big mountain. The sea, the fish, the coral, the rocks, the you know what I mean? And I'm sure the bottom of the sea is not even, all right? It's like could be rocks up and down, and 600,000 coming into there. Imagine the miracle. Just put yourself in among the 600,000 for 1 second and look at the sea in front of you and look at the two mountains. All of a sudden it became huge mountains only like this, and it's not wobbling, otherwise you're going to scare to get in. It's not like shaking. It's not a water. It's a mountain. It's rock. It's standing like this, and you can look and imagine you can maybe can see fishes and stuff, and they get into the sea. Allahu Akbar. This moment. How could you not believe in Allah? I'm been thinking. Pharaoh have seen this, by the way. Pharaoh have seen this because the Quran said they both see each other. So Pharaoh have seen that miracle and he didn't believe. Allahu Akbar. How? What is the kibr? Al-iyadu billah, like I said yesterday, kibr. The kibr is arrogant because he doesn't want to believe. Because he said, how could I believe someone like that? Even if he see this miracle in his own eyes, yet he still didn't believe. Yet he went actually after him in the sea. He didn't get scared. You know, like he saw this and he saw all the 600,000 crossing, they walking. And yet Pharaoh insists and he pushed all his soldier to go inside after Musa and his people. And yes, he will. And yes, he got the other side. And I'm just thinking of them 600 moving there. And they look at the sea. And it's huge. It's massive. And they crossed. It took them, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas said, it took them 3 hours. 3 hours to cross. Yeah, 600,000 and the wide is too big. And then they cross the other side. And look at the Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. He, after they all crossed, he looked behind. He can see all the army coming. And because he just went across the sea, he turned and he hold his stick and he's trying to close the sea. So Allah tell him, واترك البحر رهوا. No, ya Musa, it doesn't work like that. Leave the sea for now. إنهم مغرقون. He thought it's a stick who just, he's doing it because I crossed now, let me close the sea. So he turned, he's trying to close it. Allah said, واترك البحر رهوا. No, leave it. Leave it, ya Musa. إِنَّهُمْ جُنْدٌ مُغْرَقُونَ. They all gonna die in that sea. And as soon as they cross, Pharaoh get in, 2.5 million soldiers inside. Imagine the mountain gonna collapse in the top of them. Just have this image in your mind for a blink of an eye. Two huge mountain gonna collapse on the top of Pharaoh and 2.5 million soldiers. And that's it. And they said, what did Pharaoh say? His last sentence. Remember I said? He looked, he did like this, because have you seen me, Pharaoh's mummy in the Egyptian museum? His hands like this. You know why? Pharaoh's, Ramses II, if you go in the Egyptian museum, there's a big bath of mummies and stuff. He's there. He's lying down there, subhanAllah. And his hand is like this. Because he was trying, you know, when the water come down and you feel, and you're trying to do this, so his hand is stuck, he's kind of like, his nerves and his blood is stopped, and he stayed like, even when they mummified him, he's still like that, subhanAllah, wallahi, he's still lying down in the Egyptian museum like this, because this is the way he died, and he, subhanAllah, the arrogance, he doesn't want to believe for a second, and even if he wanted to believe, you know what did he say? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He said, "Amantu billazi amanat bihi bani Israel." As soon as he's dying, he said, "Oh, I believe now with that God who Bani Israel believe with." Really? And then the Quran says, "Al-an," now it's too late. He didn't even say la ilaha illallah. So Abdullah ibn Abbas was saying, "I'm worried that if he said la ilaha illallah, Allah might forgive him." Subhanallah. But he didn't. I said, I believe of the God, this is the Quran said, آمنت بالذي آمن به بني إسرائيل بإله. No, I believe of the God who Bani Israel believe in him. And he died. And he's gone. And Allah Azza wa Jalla said, اليوم ننجيك ببدنك. What that mean? Allah will save him, save the body. He didn't let the body go. 2.5 million gone except him. Why? Except the Pharaoh. For two reasons. The first one, to be an example. To everyone witness, which we do now. You know what's the second one? The Egyptians and the people might think like, oh, okay, he now, he became a god and maybe he go out to the sky. And because he said a god, does he? And he now, he does. No. He is the body, his dead body, and he's lying down, and you're going to mummify him, and he's going to stay for the rest of our, till the day of judgment, to everybody look at him, and he takes the ibrah, and he takes the example, and he know, and he understand, this guy, he claimed he's a god, but he's nothing but a human being. That's it. And he's gone. Pharaoh's gone. Pharaoh's dead. And the 600,000 across, not even one single baby being scratched. And remember now, I will finish up with this, the da'wah of Yukabid, Umm Musa, when she was throwing her baby in the river, yeah? Remember? He killed 1,000 kids and they throw him in the river and he died in the river and he died in the sea. The same way he was throwing and killing the kids, subhanAllah, the same way he killed them, the same way he died, and Allah saved his body for every single one to look at him and take the ibrah and take the example and be careful when you he's the only one claim in history that he's a god. The only one. One of the doctors called Maurice Bucay, you can search this in Google. Dr. Maurice, he was French, and he was doing a study on the mummies in Egypt. And when he checked his body, he found his body basically being drowned. And he wasn't a Muslim. And when he checked his body, he said, that body being removed from a salted water immediately after he died. And when they told him, this has been mentioned in the Quran 1,400 years ago, he pronounced Islam immediately. And he's Muslim now, mashallah. He died. But he converted to Islam after this being pronounced. So I'll finish today with Pharaoh. Basically, he died. This is the end of the 15 years of Bani Israel and Musa alayhi salam in Egypt. The next buried going to be complete another 15 years. Those another 15 years, Sayyidina Musa will build an ummah, will build the ummah from Bani Israel. Remember, they're still slaves. They need a lot of work. They need to work hard from Musa alayhi salam. And remember the dua and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he used to say, Rahim Allahu akhi Musa, laqad aana akthar min dalik. Wallah, he suffered more than that with Bani Israel. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.